This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
On the line, we have the absolute rock star of an Aussie comedian. She's the humour that we need, especially right now, and she's coming and catering to our couch lifestyle. You will be able to catch her from tomorrow on the exclusive Amazon Prime Comedy Fest with her show, What's Wrong With You? How are you, Anne Edo Edmonds?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
I love the name of the show. So, Anne, what's wrong with you?
Not me, it's everyone else. I just realised. No, I've been talking about myself for a long time. There is a lot wrong with me, but suddenly this year I looked around and went, no, there's a lot wrong with everyone else as well.
You must be listening to me because I stand on our staircase, look out the window, and that's all I say all day at the moment. What is wrong with a lot of you?
Yeah. What is wrong with you?
And as he does that, he has got full windows and he's stark naked. So, look, there are some people that come, like, it's completely full order ceiling windows. Look, you have got some cracker jokes and we're really excited. So we've heard about Amazon Prime. Now, it's something you can try. And we can get a bit of a free thing.
But freebie.
Look, freebies.
Sign up for a 30-day freebie.
Oh, I love that. But it's really great because they're supporting Australian comedians and comedy, and that's kind of what we want because there's loads on YouTube, of the American stuff, but not always Australian and relevant. But you've got a cracker of a joke about the baby boomers, and I think it's hilarious and relatable, maybe because I'm also sitting across from Tom. Can you tell us about it? What inspired your baby boomer joke?
Yeah, the show has a sort of like theme running through it of a road rage incident I got into with a baby boomer.
Oh.
And I said he had like a roasted tomato that someone had just shoved false teeth into. He was a very angry man. So, but yeah.
That's so
that
visual.
That kind of inspired the show, really, and I keep coming back to him over and over during the show.
And is that what can we expect from the show? Is it basically you just going around and getting back at all the people that have annoyed you lately?
Oh, I love that.
A little bit of that, yeah. It's just a bit of, like, looking around. Well, you know, just especially at the moment, people, I think we're sort of pulled our heads in a bit during the pandemic, but a lot of selfish behaviour and people on Instagram and a lot of self-involvement. So that's mainly what I have a look at, really. Oh, narcissism.
I love it. You must be going to talk all about me. I'm sure that's if we're talking about narcissism, it's going to be all about me. But look, at the moment, we are all in ISO. So, and what's making you laugh at the moment?
I'm actually revisiting a few oldies like Seinfeld and even Friends and just those like shows where you can just switch off and not have to deal with anything. So I've been watching a lot of that.
Do you
lately.
Know, it's funny that you said that. Because my daughter was she was shocked that I knew what the blue-haired character out of Simpsons was. Not that you said Simpsons, but I think of Seinfeld and Friends. And I was like, yeah, of course. And she looked at me like, how do you know what her name is? I was like, because we knew what everyone's name was on television back in the day.
Yeah, exactly. But those older shows are sort of having a little bit of a renaissance now, I think, as people just want to switch off.
Yes, it does sound like that. Look, what are you doing at this stage right now? What are you working on?
Well, I just did some, we've been trying to be a bit innovative. We did some Helen Bedeau, one of my characters. We did a Zoom show with her over the weekend.
Oh, great.
That was crazy. It was lots of people there and fun nights and people enjoyed it. So doing stuff like that, I've got a podcast, The Grub, that I work on, you know, almost every day and then writing, and I've actually been annoyingly busy.
Oh, that's fabulous. Well, that's what I do want to hear. That's like, look, Tom just reckons I'm so annoyed. I'm annoying because I actually enjoy homeschooling. Look, we've got to wrap it up because we're only here for a little bit longer, and I'm so excited we're going to be seeing you tomorrow. Whether you missed awesome comedy shows at the past festivals or you simply want to relive the likes of Cecilia Pasquale, I can never say that, Judith
she
Lucy.
She can't say it either. It's all right. Celia doesn't even know how to pronounce her own surname.
Tom Gleason, Tommy Little, Lena and Woodley, and of course Anne Eddowes. That's one that Tom's saying, but Ed, he calls you Eddo.
Anne, if I said that before, you have a nickname called Eddowes. Is that correct? Is that what people, your friend?
Yes, I do. Most people call me Eddo, yeah.
Why is it
so bloody
it.
Butch? I couldn't do it. I'm thinking, how do I can't say Eddo. Yeah.
Look, just to name a few.
You're welcome.
I love it. We're going to be checking you out, doing all the socials. You got to treat yourself in the comfort of your own home. A couple of shows you could watch, or you could binge the whole 10 hours. Head to Amazon Prime Video for more info. There'll be heaps of us taking advantage of their free trial, I'll be honest. But, make sure you're isolating the way you should be, watching Australia's best comedy. Adam and Edmonds, thank you so much. What's Wrong With You premieres tomorrow.
Thank you so
much. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you. Now, Anne's gone. I'm going to spend the next 3 minutes telling you, Jess, what is wrong with you?
I can't wait.
Wrap up your Thursdays with Tom and Jess on Joy Drive. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.